This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. And there have been some twists and turns in the fiscal cliff debate the past 24 hours or so. Talk of something that Speaker of the House John Boehner is calling Plan B. That's letting the spending cuts just happen and raising taxes only on millionaires. From the president, an offer to raise taxes only on incomes above $400,000 a year instead of $250,000 a year. Those two will eventually get in a room and sort things out, as we all know. But while the back and forth heats up, a moment to observe what's really going on here. Washington is deciding who's rich. Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff has that story.
Okay, someone's getting higher taxes out there, but where's the dividing line?
$250,000 a year in many parts of the country is not rich.
I like the number 300,000.
I think 400 is actually a really good number.
That's Douglas Besheroff of the Atlantic Council, Edward Wolf of NYU, and James Puckett of Penn State. These numbers fall on either side of the 1%. Remember that? The top 1% of earners whose incomes are about $370,000 or more. That's one reason the $400,000 number President Obama floated this week might be more palatable. It's not dragging in as many small business owners or working professionals with kids. It's a very comfortable salary, says Puckett.
They can still afford to make political contributions. They can go on nice vacations.
But he says why stop at one dividing line between the rich and not rich? Politicians could create more tax brackets for the wealthy.
There is a difference between someone who makes $400,000 and $50 million.
NYU's Wolf doesn't think higher marginal rates will have a big impact on big earners.
And most people in this income group, actually don't really care that much.
And for what it's worth, the $400,000 proposal from Obama is the same as his salary as president. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.